This is Auntie Bee's Knees with your business report for the week of November 24th. Auntie Bee's Knees' favorite holiday is just around the corner. And no, it's not Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa. It's International Buy Nothing Day. It's going to be celebrated this coming weekend in urban centers around the world. And Auntie Bee's Knees is urging you to take part in the festivities. Buy Nothing Day was launched more than a decade ago by activists involved with Vancouver's Media Foundation, the publisher of Adbusters magazine. Held just after American Thanksgiving, on what is usually the biggest spending day in the U.S. calendar, Buy Nothing urges consumers to participate by not participating in the onset of winter's holiday shopping frenzy. Over the past 10 years, Buy Nothing Day has grown from a grassroots shopping moratorium in the Pacific Northwest to a worldwide celebration of consumer awareness and simple living. The campaign has caught international attention and support, with events now organized by a wide range of consumer advocates, environmentalists, faith groups, labor unions, and anti-globalization activists. The Buy Nothing mantra has also created its share of controversy and debate. Buy Nothing Day seeks to enlighten shoppers on the perils of overconsumption, a disease known as affluenza among Buy Nothing advocates. According to Adbusters, the average Canadian or American consumes 5 times more than a person in Mexico, 10 times more than someone in China, and 30 times more than someone in India. The developed world, which makes up just 20% of the world's population, consumes 80% of its natural resources. The growing divide between rich and poor countries is mimicked within the borders of developed countries, where even the richest nations in the world fail to provide adequate housing, education, and healthcare for millions of their poorest citizens. Instead of ensuring basic rights for human beings around the world, governments have promoted a ruthless program of trade liberalization and privatization, disengaging themselves from responsibility for providing essential services or for nurturing equitable domestic economic growth. The long-term costs of this short-sighted program are manifold. As multinational corporations come to control more and more resources and are given freer run by governments, community-based alternatives shrivel up. Instead of corner stores, family-run cafes, and local craftspeople, our cities become overrun by Walmart, Starbucks, and imported shoes, clothing, and housewares. Small businesses can't compete with the bottom-line policies of corporate giants. Local factories and wholesalers shut down as giant retailers turn to cheaper overseas suppliers to stock their shelves. Meanwhile, these overseas suppliers provide goods cheaply by turning a blind eye to labor and environmental standards. Transporting these goods back to North America takes an armada of fossil fuel-burning vehicles. Here at home, thousands of formerly unionized or self-employed workers are forced to take low-paying jobs as soldiers on the front line of the corporate takeover, as sales clerks, cashiers, and managers in North America's shopping malls. Unable to earn a decent salary, workers in the trenches of these malls are forced to search for bargains to feed and clothe themselves, further undermining small local ethical businesses whose goods cost more to produce. At the mall, workers and shoppers alike are inundated with a steady stream of pro-corporate advertising, telling us where to shop and what to buy in order to stop feeling fat, ugly, tired, alienated, or broke. But every time we spend our cash behind the glass doors of a multinational retailer, we swap the quality of life of our own and future generations for black lines in corporate account books. Buy Nothing Day provides an opportunity to contemplate this sorry state of affairs and to raise awareness about the environmental and ethical consequences of corporate-fueled consumerism. The campaign urges us to try simple living for a day by spending time with family and friends instead of spending money on them. Buy Nothing Day gives us a chance to ring in the holiday season with family, friends, and community, rather than with the ringing of a cash register. The main activity encouraged by organizers is to actually not buy anything. But there are many other ways you can celebrate this special occasion. On the quiet end of the spectrum, you can make plans to play in the snow if global warming hasn't struck your neck of the woods yet. You can take your dog or your neighbor's dog for a walk in the hills. Invite someone over to help you bake cookies for friends and family. Mail out some Christmas gift exemption vouchers, letting people you care about off the hook for buying you presents this year. If you're a bit more ambitious, you can organize a craft party where local kids use recycled materials to make their own holiday greeting cards and gifts. Set up a no-shopping zone in your community for people to relax and get away from advertising and overconsumption. Host a swap meet or a barter fair. Plan a free concert, a lecture, a teach-in, or an all-night party in your neighborhood. If you're more confrontational, you can take your message to the mall, hand out leaflets and posters, spreading the word about Buy Nothing Day, organize a banner drop at the entrance to your community's busiest shopping center, set up a table offering to cut up people's credit cards, organize some anti-capitalist caroling in your favorite food court, perform some theater highlighting the plight of today's consumer, dressed up as a consumer sheep, a shopaholic piggy, or a mall zombie a la Dawn of the Dead. Get some friends together to spend the afternoon in a department store buying and returning carts full of goods. Or keep your carts empty and wander around the store with a dazed expression on your face, clogging the aisles. In the UK this year, participants have arranged free concerts, shopping-free zones, congas against consumerism, credit card cut-up tables, and dress-up teams of pigs and sheep. In San Francisco, activists plan to send teams of men to try on lingerie while teams of women demand advice on lawnmowers, to stage musical performances using touch-tone ATM machines, and to set up a free soup kitchen in a shopping mall food court. Here in Toronto, a team of zombies plan to take over the Eaton Centre, a downtown mall ironically named for a chain of department stores that has been bought out by American-based multinational Sears. If you have an idea for a Buy Nothing Day event that you'd like to organize, but need extra cash to cover expenses, Adbusters is handing out 25 contributions of $100 or $250 each under a new initiative it calls Jam Aid. Send them an email describing your plans in 50 words or less, and you could be eligible for the funds. Proposals are still being accepted through jamaid@adbusters.org. While participation and support for Buy Nothing Day is growing, Buy Nothing Day critics are also plentiful. Many opponents of the campaign argue that buying nothing hurts workers, small businesses, and the domestic economy. Last year, the Chamber of Commerce in Victoria, just across the strait from Media Foundation headquarters in Vancouver, castigated Buy Nothing Day advocates for hurting local business. According to the Chamber's CEO, quote, "Small retailers rely on community support and their profits stay here. These small businesses are the economic drivers of our region. Buying locally supports communities. An alert that tells people to buy nothing in support of communities, not corporations, is deliberately misleading," end quote. Over the past 2 years, as the aftermath of 9/11 created a largely unanticipated slump in the North American economy, critics have also argued that the Times call for people to buy more, not less. In the words of Seattle-based critic John Burton, quote, "What kind of moron comes up with the idea of not buying in the middle of a recession? Are you guys stupid?" end quote. In response to such criticisms, some Buy Nothing fans have mellowed their tone, calling for a Buy Local Day instead. Supporters of Buy Local Day urge consumers to spend their dollars where they can make a difference by helping out community-based, ecologically sustainable businesses and local artisans. Buy Local advocates argue that careful consumption, rather than no consumption, is the key to ensuring sustainability for our economy and environment. Students at Colorado State University have launched a Buy Local Day campaign for the day after this year's Buy Nothing celebrations. Whatcom County in Washington State is holding a Buy Local Day on December 6th. For some critics, buying nothing or buying local for just one day a year doesn't go nearly far enough. Unsatisfied with the day in Buy Nothing Day, many groups have launched campaigns for a season or longer. In Canada, the Mennonite community has launched Buy Nothing Christmas. In New York, artist Nina Paley has dubbed herself Satanta and urged a Christmas resistance that involves refusing to buy holiday gifts and decorations. Others believe we need to adopt the Buy Nothing approach year-round. The idea is not simply to give up spending for one day or one season, but to think critically about your spending habits every day, in every season. Some communities have taken Buy Nothing and Buy Local ideas further to develop local, non-financial currencies that can be exchanged as barter for locally produced goods and services. Local currencies allow participants to de-link from the global economy, focus resources into community building, and support basic needs while promoting fair, ethical trade. To these ends, Bay Area Regional Exchange and Development has created a program that consolidates work hours otherwise valued at $12 an hour. Bread hours allow people in the San Francisco area to swap time for babysitting, carpentry, dinner, or clerical support. The Time Dollar Institute, online at timedollar.org, offers resources for starting your own Time Dollar community project, where people swap hours of work on everything from plumbing to music lessons. In hundreds of communities around the globe, local economic trading systems, or LETs, track the barter of goods and services among members, facilitating community-based exchange outside of the corporate sphere. Buy Nothing Day organizers point to these kinds of initiatives as signs of the Buy Nothing spirit carried throughout the year. More radical activists have called for Buy Nothing Day to be redubbed Steal Something Day. According to Steal Something advocates, quote, the geniuses at Adbusters have managed to create the perfect feel-good, liberal, middle-class activist non-happening, a day when the more money you make, the more influence you have, like every other day, a day which, by definition, is insulting to the millions of people worldwide who are too poor or marginalized to be considered consumers, end quote. Steal Something Day, launched by a self-proclaimed group of anarcho-situationists from the East End of Montreal, demands that activists participate by participating. Instead of downplaying or ignoring the capitalists, CEOs, landlords, bosses, PR hacks, yuppies, politicians, and cops who are responsible for so much of the misery and exploitation in our world, Steal Something Day demands that we confront them by taking something back. Steal Something advocates make a sharp distinction between stealing and theft, urging stealing as a necessary and just redistribution of wealth. Corporate profits made off the backs of sweatshop labor is theft. Pocketing a gift basket from Starbucks to serve free coffee on the street, lifting a ski jacket from Eddie Bauer to give to a homeless person, or cracking open a newspaper box to provide free reading for transit users is more the kind of stealing that Steal Something Day activists have in mind. Whether you opt to buy nothing, buy local, or steal something, you'll be joining a growing movement to reshape the global economy on more humane terms. This Friday, take time out to do something priceless. For more information, visit www.adbusters.org. And that's a wrap for this week's Business Report. Signing off, this is Auntie Bee's News reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and spend ethically.